I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines of the week, first up, penalties for the winner of the Xfinity Series race at Daytona. Jeremy Clemens, number 51, was found with an illegal plenum plug, which actually worked to his disadvantage on power, yet still unapproved in an L2 penalty. The team lost the win, the spot in the playoffs, 75 owner and driver points, and the crew chief was fined $60,000. Moral of this story, don't mess with the plenum plugs. Denny Hamlin will not be running this weekend's Xfinity Series race as he planned. He cited soreness from the wrecks at Daytona. Christopher Bell will be in the number 18. 2311 Racing is doing a little switching up with the numbers starting this weekend at Daytona, and until Kurt Busch is back, Bubba Wallace will be driving the 45 car. The reason? This is the first year they're basing the bonus money on owner points instead of driver points. Kurt Busch didn't make the driver playoffs because of his recovery, but 2311 is in the owner points with Kurt's win in the 45, so Bubba Wallace will be in the 45 this weekend. And finally, a change for the playoffs on pit row. Teams will now be given 10 minutes to repair a wrecked race car on pit row. It was 6 minutes. I'm sure that teams will take advantage. The Xfinity and Cup Series teams are racing at the Lady in Black Darlington Raceway. This 1.33 mile was the first paved track in NASCAR way back in 1950. The former owner's love of his minnow pond gave the track the egg shape and the stripe the drivers pick up. Scraping the wall in turn four earned it the track too tough to tame nickname. The Xfinity teams kick off the action on Saturday afternoon. They have three to go before their playoffs begin. And even with Denny sitting this one out, they'll have plenty of Cup Series guests, including Denny's fill-in, Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, Ty Dillon, and Kyle Larson. You can catch the Sport Clips Haircuts VFW Help a Hero 200 coverage at 2:30 Saturday on USA Network. The Cup teams begin the playoffs Sunday night with race number one in the round of 16. Kansas and Bristol will finish this round, and in the end, four drivers will be eliminated. A win will lock any of the playoff drivers into the next round. If I was a betting man, I'd pick Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, or Kyle Larson at Darlington. Hamlin leads here with four wins, and he's a defending champ of the race. Harvick has three and leads with 13 top fives and 18 top tens. Martin Truex has two wins, and Joey Logano, Eric Jones, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Busch are also prior winners. Hendrick leads the team stats with 14 wins, and Chevy leads Ford 41-32, and Toyota has 10 wins. And don't count out Kyle Larson. He not only has the best finish of any Cup Series driver with a 6.0 and 7 starts, he also leads the overall driver ratings, followed by Truex, Harvick, Hamlin, and Logano in the last five races at Darlington. Practice and qualifying airs at noon on Saturday, and full coverage of the Cookout Southern 500 begins at 5 p.m. Sunday night, both on USA Network this weekend. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, September 2nd, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.